I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 23rd of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, and I'm reading one verse, verse 9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You and I, if we love Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, will be invited guests. We are the called ones. It is going to be the greatest marriage feast that we have ever seen in our lives. We are not being called as casual observers or spectators looking through the fence at the amazing spectacle that's taking place. No, no, no. It will be our time. It will be our wedding day with our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you know, folks, I've done many, many weddings in my life, and I just love to stand and observe and see how excited the bridegroom is when he's waiting for the bride to arrive. And his best man, some of them have got more than one. They are making sure that he's looking smart, that his collar is out, that his shoes are shining, that everything is in place. And then, of course, the bride, with all the bridesmaids coming behind, making sure that her dress is in order, that the train that is flowing behind her dress, no one stands on it, that the head covering is beautifully put in place, that lovely bouquet of flowers is positioned nicely on her arm, and everybody is excited. Now, if we go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse 27, this is what the word says, that he may present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. You know, when you're getting ready for your wedding, you don't want anything out of place. Your hair must be beautifully done. Everything must be in order. The same thing is going to happen on a much grander scale when you and I go home to be with our beloved Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Get yourself ready for the greatest marriage feast that you can ever even imagine. Get yourself in order. Don't wait for the last minute. This is your time to get ready for your wedding with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.